do this. Like, I remember the first time that I went to Wat-Pa-Pong and participated in a lunar observance night, and large lay community shows up, do chanting, start with meditation, chanting, and then they keep meditating after that, and then there's Dhamma talk, and it just goes on through through to the next dawn. And I was, my ability to sit on the floor was very minimal. There was absolutely no chairs. There were no cushions, no zafus, and it was not a carpet. It was just pretty much bare concrete. But people were used to that, and they could do it, and Ajahn Chah did it, and he set the example, and everybody followed, and so that you realize, logically I can't do this, but somehow I'm making it work. So you learn as you go, and so you expand your ability to go beyond the limitations that you set for yourself. And that happens in many, many ways. And it was something that I think he was really skilled at doing. And that sense of training was always sometimes he'd just make you wait, sit and wait. And it wasn't, it was never particularly apparent what we were waiting for. But if he, especially if it's a meeting or, the meditation, you never knew how long it was going to be. Like here we got timers and with Ajahn Chah, you never really knew when it was going to end. And certainly the feelings that sometimes, if it was ever going to end. So that but then you realize you can't, the more you resist and complain in your mind, the more you suffer. And is that what I want to do? And so it really kind of made you turn your attention to what is it that, where is the suffering? Because is it in sitting here, watching my breath, being in a peaceful hall with other people who are committed to, no, it's my mind that is, I don't like this, it shouldn't be this way. When is it ever going to end? My God, why does he do this to us? And that sense of the mind complaining and resisting. So that's what he's holding up a mirror to what our minds do out of habit, and to learn, being willing to learn what is our habits and conditioning, what's it do to us? Does it really make us happy? That's an incredible gift that he gave.